Hi FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
So I've been speaking quite a bit this morning about Donald Trump. There's going to bomb the bejeebies out of Iran, and then he's not, and then there's peace, and then there isn't, and then there is, and then even the unpredictability is becoming a little bit boring. But I would like to understand a little bit more about the psychology behind Donald Trump's unpredictable promises and threats. Joining us this morning, Dr. Ron Schleifer, a senior lecturer in the School of Communications at Ariel University, a specialist in psychological warfare. A very, very good morning to you. Thanks for joining us again. Donald Trump, his unpredictability, drawing a lot of attention as always, but take us through the value of this type of approach from a psychological perspective.
Hi, good morning, Howard. This is the whole world would like to know that. The American people would like to know that. Definitely the Iranians would like to know that. My estimate, and this is just an estimate because I have no covert sources of information. Donald Trump is a person who is used to give orders, and he's famous for it. And he gave orders throughout all his mature life. He didn't grow up in the political system, which on one hand it's very good, and on the other hand, he doesn't know the secret of giving when they're needed and pulling whenever is needed. But I think basically, I don't think he consults people. He is used to giving orders and think it over all by himself. But what happens here is that it's the barrier of culture. He thinks that Iranians as leaders are just as any other leaders, thinking about the best interest for themselves and their country. And he doesn't realize that the cultural barrier is so immense that he could not figure out cannot figure out why the Iranians behave the way they behave. And they need the Iranian strategy is to stall, to erode the resolute of the enemy. And until the enemy says, the hell with it, I don't know what I'm going to do. And they don't mind the sacrifices that they need, that they absorb. And this is something the Western mind cannot understand. And this includes the mind of the American president. On the other hand, seems to be an erratic behavior is something which poses the Iranian negotiating team a great difficulty. Because one day is for it, the other day is against, the same day is against it, and then we are going to bomb them out of the wits, and then we are doing negotiations and having it all. It throws them off balance, and this is they getting the taste of their own behavior, and this is something which I think it's very positive in terms of negotiation with an enemy whose culture and whose final goals are completely different than the one from America. Well, there's always another factor there that we need to know, that we need to know what we don't know. And we don't know what is really going on behind the screens. I think all in all, it goes well, surprising as it
really?
May sound.
It's so interesting to hear.
Well.
Yeah, tell me why you say that.
It is because he, I mean, that even the West and even Israel are taken off balance by this erratic behavior, but also the Iranians. So we don't know what is going to happen.
Right.
I also don't think that he has if he's willing to listen to his consultants. I don't think he has good consultants, because I don't think there are many Americans who would really understand the cultural barrier which they are facing vis-a-vis the Iranians.
Yes.
But what we need to rely on is on the results and what we can see. And we should remember that the way that we are perplexed, also the Iranians are definitely perplexed about this behavior. And my personal take on this is the army is there, the American army is there, the American Air Force is here in Israel, because this is the safer place in the whole Middle East. And they're not going to back home, which may, on one hand, it saves the Israeli tourism industry. But it means that the Americans have the full intentions of deploying their army at the end. And I think this is what is going to happen. And then I can quite positively foresee that the last minute will say, okay, the Iranians are going to say, okay, we consent. But that will be already too late for them, because he'll lose patience. And all in all, I think this is positive on the results of what we in Israel and in the West and the Jewish world are hoping to see against Iran.
So do you think do you think that this agreement will actually materialize, as Trump is saying?
Well, that's a tough one to answer. We know, the West and the free world and the Arab world is all wishing for the Iranian regime to collapse.
Right.
That will not happen before the Iranian people are going to starve, literally.
Yeah.
The another element is that the Iranian regime, which are, I don't know, maybe 1 million or 2 million people, they know that what it means to them. There won't be any Odessa protocol of running away, just like when the Nazi regime collapsed. And there was South America for them. There's no South America nowadays for the Iranian regime. They know they'll be butchered. So they fight to the end, they stand to the end. But on the other hand, I think they cannot hold it on forever. So I think there's eventually going to be a deployment of force by America and together with Israel, and there'll have to be boots on the ground, because there's no other way than causing the Iranian regime to collapse without boots on the ground. But we have to go all the way and suffer all the consequences together with the Iranian people. All the way until that happens. And this is not something we all wish for, But this is, I think this is the scenario that we're all going to see and be pushed through, if I may.
That is, unfortunately, that is where we do need to leave it. Dr. Ronschleifer, thank you. As always, he is an expert in psychological warfare, and he has been speaking to us about the situation with regard to Iran and the United States.